morning, everyone. I just wanted to share with everybody that Brown Girl Table Talk is now on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify. So come check us out. Listen to us. Again, this is going to be a raw, uncut podcast for anybody. We want our listeners to be able to join in, share their thoughts, their feelings. We're also looking for special guests coming up in the next month or so for a few podcasts, including the month of October is Breast Cancer Month. So we're looking for some survivors out there that is interested in sharing their story, as well as domestic Abuse Awareness Month is also in the month of October. So we want to also bring that awareness to the community. So if anyone is a survivor in that aspect, please share your thoughts and stories with me today. I do not have a strip for today. I usually don't ever have a strip for any day, but I just decided to come to you live today just to share my thoughts and feelings. I woke up this morning not necessarily heavy with thoughts, but reminded myself that I'm going to make conscious decisions in my life. And one of those things is that I'm going to decide to not always take the high road, but take the road that's less traveled. And when I say that, I mean that sometimes we do things for people based off of their feelings and not our feelings. And we always put ourselves last instead of first. And I hope that this is a blessing to someone today, that God knows your heart. And if sometimes it's okay to say no to certain things, we may not understand fully at that time, but if we have our first mind and our first mind is saying, you know what, I can't do this time. And I think it's okay to say no. Sometimes I know we have good intentions and we have a good heart. Some people don't always take it that way, but I don't know who this is for. It's for me as well. It was a revelation for me, but I could clearly hear God speaking to me this morning, telling me, Erica, you need to start taking the road less traveled. It may not look good in the beginning. It may be dark in the beginning. It may seem like you're not a natural, you're not fitting in kind of thing. But he said in order for you to get to your destiny in life, you're going to have to make the decision to take the road less travel. And so this morning I come to you just letting you know that it's okay to take the road less traveled. I would definitely love to hear about people making transitions in their lives. We live in a day and age now that we have to be unapologetic about who we are and who we believe in. And that's the Most High that I believe in, and shouldn't be ashamed about it. Whether we're in the workplace, whether we're at home, or what have you. I know there's some conservative views and when it comes to the workplace, which I do come up against that quite frequently. But at the same time, I'm in a place right now where if I'm at work and someone doesn't necessarily like my appearance or the way I look or the way I talk or what have you, I'm able to critique myself in such a way, in a professional way, and check them and let them know that I am who I am first, but I'm also here to do my job, and that I cannot let my job consume my life, that my life is not surrounded by my job, even though that's my form of income. But I have to know that God will supply every need according to his riches and his glory. So I have to walk in that, and I'm finding myself that I have to start just walking things out, just walk it out. You know, God's saying, walk it out, Erica. It doesn't feel good all the time, but I'm here for you. You need to walk it out. Simple as that. And, you know, I praise God because my son who has autism, he will have a tangent, or what we call in the autism world, we call it's not a breakdown, but they have their moments. So in that, long story short, he could literally have a moment for 5-10 minutes and hate my guts through the process. But then about 5 minutes later, or whenever the moment has calmed down, or even the next day, he reminds me of how much he loves me. And that's how God is. God allow you to go through the moment. He said, okay, you want to take this road? I'm going to let you take this road. I'm going to let you see what's going to happen. And then at the end of the day, I'm still going to be there to tell you how much I love you, how much I care for you, and how much I'm there for you. So I just wanted to come to you this morning. Nothing special about this show today. Just letting you know that I'm here for anybody at any given time, that, you know, God is there for you, that, you know, we have strong African-American women, that we are more than conquerors, that, you know, we have strong Latino women, we have strong African women, we have strong Indian women, just every woman you could think of all colors, strong Caucasian women. We all go through similar, same things, you know. People try to dismiss certain things. Oh, this only happens to the black woman, or this only happens to the white woman. But at the end of the day, when I'm sitting down talking to different women of different walks of life, we all have the same issues. It's just that some people may deal with certain situations differently, and that's what makes it appear different. And that's his bottom line. But I just want you to know that this Brown Girl Table Talk is not about bashing. We're going to be continuing to uplift, but we're not going to be apologetic about what we say, what we do on this podcast. And that's what the people are looking for. True, honest people that's not going to be ashamed to share whatever the good news is that they have going on in their lives, whether they believe in Jehovah, whether they believe in Muhammad, whether they believe in God, Buddha, whatever. At the end of the day, if that's who you believe in, that's fine. But I will know that this will only be a positive podcast. Just to also share with you listeners that I'm currently looking for licensed therapists, counselors, psychologists in the Raleigh-Durham area that's interested in being a part of the podcast. Feel free to email me at bgtabletalk@gmail.com. That's bgtabletalk@gmail.com. gmail.com. I'm trying to talk about the website. Or you can give me a call. Feel free to inbox me on any type of social media. I'll definitely answer to you. Just wanted to share my love this morning with everybody and hope everyone has a great day. It's a beautiful thing to be able to wake up and be alive. That's just a blessing all in itself. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great day. Thanks.